Proclamation number 6962 of 6th of November, 1957. God. Love. Living faith. To let faith come alive in oneself also requires a lively activity of love, an unselfish activity of love for one's neighbor. Everything that a person does to himself, he should also do to his neighbor, as soon as the latter is in need, and this requires a putting aside of one's own demands. It requires a fight against self-love, which clings to the human being as an inheritance of him, who is completely devoid of any love. But you humans will be able to notice a wonderful effect of such an unselfish love life, because you will gain a convinced faith. It will be possible for you to believe when the divine teachings of faith are presented to you, because through the life of love you are also no longer so darkened in spirit to understand these teachings of faith rightly, and you therefore accept them without doubt or contradiction. To have found a living faith is truly happy, because you then also enter into contact with him in whom you believe. You give yourselves to your God and Father as a matter of course. You enter into the right relationship of a child to the Father, and your earthly life is now also purposeful because you recognize your actual earthly task. If you are unselfishly active in love, your life is a constant giving and making happy. But you receive a thousandfold back again. First of all, a convinced faith which makes you happy, and furthermore a measure of graces in spiritual goods which accumulate to a wealth which you can already utilize on earth, but even far more in the kingdom on the other side when you have left this earth. Unselfish activity of love is a proof of the presence of God, who expresses himself in every work of love, who is love himself and whom you therefore cause to be present with every work of love. 4. He who abides in love abides in me and I in him. Love and God are inseparable terms. Where love is, there is God, and where God is, works of love are also always performed. But where love is, faith in God must also come alive, because his presence is unmistakable. And the convinced faith lifts man beyond the earthly sphere. Faith does not only stick to what can be proved, but it also gives understanding for what cannot be proved, as well as this faith has come out of love. What you therefore gain through love activity is far more than what you give. On earth you humans are still subjected to natural law difficulties, which can affect your body as well as your soul. But as soon as you have gained a living faith, you can also banish such burdens, you can become master of every adversity in communion with him, in whom you now firmly believe, because for him there is nothing that he cannot remedy, and if you firmly lean on him, then you are, as it were, also in the midst of his sphere of power. No disaster can befall you, no adversity can approach you anymore, because you feel your Father beside you by virtue of your living faith, and thus you also know yourselves to be safe in his love. But all this can only be achieved by a living faith, the firm certainty that God's power and love will be revealed to you, because he is your Father from eternity. When you consider this, that only the will to love needs to be stimulated in you to relieve you of all adversity on earth as well, that you are as it were raptured from the heaviness of earth by virtue of love. When you consider that you only need to take care of your neighbor in unselfish love, and now also a faith will fill your heart that can move mountains. And if you consider that a living faith also lets you make completely different use of your earthly existence, then you truly sacrifice nothing through your work of love, but you gain an exceeding profit. You receive light and power to such an extent that you regain your original being. And what you have believed becomes a blessed certainty for you. You are firmly united with your God and Father from eternity. You stand in the light again, i.e., in fullest knowledge of your destiny, and you possess the power to now also create and work according to this destiny with God and in His will. For you have become His children, and you will remain His children forever. Amen.